Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Ray Lewis is going out in the same Super Bowl style that made him famous 13 years ago. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. There is perhaps no more polarizing figure in the history of sports than Ray Lewis, the Ravens linebacker who will play his last football game Sunday in Super Bowl 47. He can't seem to avoid controversy surrounding the big game, with the latest report in Sports Illustrated claiming he's used a banned substance to recover from a tricep tear that at first was thought to be season-ending. Whether number 52, he of the menacing chicken dance, did whatever he had to do to get back on the field and lead his team back to the Super Bowl will be debated, along with his involvement in the double homicide in Atlanta before Super Bowl 34 in 2000. Lewis was originally charged with murder in the stabbing death of two young men and spent 15 days in jail before the charges were eventually reduced to obstruction of justice, for which Lewis was fined $250,000 and given a one-year probation. He later settled with the two families who filed a civil suit against him. He continued to play football and led the Ravens to a Super Bowl championship the following season, and he's gone on to become one of the most inspirational and controversial players in pro football history. Inspirational because Lewis has turned to religion and charity and restored his image over the last 13 years. Controversial because no one was ever charged with the two murders, and the families of the slain victims still believe Lewis was involved, if not holding the knife that took the two young men away from them forever. Now, on the eve of his grand departure from the game, SI is reporting that Lewis told the owner of a company named Sports with Alternatives to Steroids, or SWATS, to load him up with anything that would help him get back on the field this season. One of those drugs was deer antler spray that contains a substance on the NFL ban list. So as the story breaks, Lewis denies everything and the Super Bowl media day turned into another circus sideshow around guess who. How will we know for sure? Well, Lewis's pregame show may hold the key. Instead of dancing to Nelly's Hot in Here, Lewis may come out of the locker room wearing antlers on his helmet and prancing like a deer, the ultimate screw you to all of his haters. This is Archansky. See ya.